B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rock Eastley Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning, everybody. It is April 9th, Thursday. And if you're in the Charlotte metro area, you're probably getting rain or you're about to get rain. A storm's about to roll through this morning.
Yeah, you know, I found this new app that alerts me before precipitation.
Okay.
So it'll say, hey, Roy, it's about to rain in 5 to 10 minutes.
I also have an alert on my phone that alerts me when Loren's coming to work, and I got that alert this morning.
Yay!
Hi, I'm alive.
Holy. Welcome back, sicko.
Thank you.
We'll get into your how you're feeling, what happened in your world coming up in about 10 minutes, but so much is happening, so much is going on. Roy, I want to talk about your Zoom that you did, your happy hour Zoom coming up later on.
Yes.
I got to tell you about Nicole and I went and did our after work jog yesterday.
Heard about that.
And then she tricked me. Of course, I should have known, but we'll get into that. But you guys, I wanted to play this because I was sitting on this yesterday and I forgot. Roy, we ran out of time. And Loren, since you're back today, did you see Adam Sandler and Jimmy Fallon put together a song, Don't Touch Grandma?
I have not seen anything in probably 72 hours.
Okay, good. Well, then let's catch you up with this. It's a coronavirus song to stay away from older people, as Adam Sandler and Jimmy Fallon can only deliver.
Don't touch Grandma, leave her alone. You can spend a quarter to call her on the phone. Because grandmas like to pinch your cheeks and kiss your head and hug. But I don't want my grandma catching any super bug. So don't touch grandma, keep it to Zoom. Or learn to play canasta from across the room. Grandmas want to knit you sweaters and to bake you cookies. But you must tell your grandma, no touchy, just looky. Don't touch grandma, give us a space. Even if your grandma wants to go to second base.
That's awesome.
I thought that was a cute little song, and I always like when Adam Sandler talks like this. It makes
Why does he do that? He does that in every single song.
It's his crutch. It's his safety zone, you know? He knows he can deliver.
It's his character voice.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been so fascinated with the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Did you guys see the Super Aki Momo between him and Lady Gaga?
No.
So for days, NBC was running these promos saying, hey, Lady Gaga has a big announcement, which now, in hindsight, I believe it was that concert.
Sure.
That you just released.
She went on every night, every late night talk show that night, Roy.
Right. Okay. But before that, okay, she went on Fallon. He FaceTimed her, okay, and he's like, I hear you have big news you want to share with me. She's so confused. She's like, yeah, I can't talk about it right now, Jimmy. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's not picking up on the signal. And he's like, he thinks like she's doing a bit. And he's like, go ahead, like talk about it. And then he shows the FaceTime to the camera. And she's like, are we recording right now? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, okay, I got to go. And then she hangs up on him.
Come on.
I think that was all fake.
How?
I don't know. I figured it was all like part of the bit.
I don't know, but then the real announcement didn't come days later. It didn't come until like four days.
So do you think like his people talked to her people, but her people never related to her kind of thing?
I don't know. Everyone's doing remote. Who knows?
Everything's on a delay. Three-day delay.
Everything's screwed up.
I know.
It was awkward, though, to watch.
Well, that concert's happening on April 18th, Lauren. I don't know if you're even aware of that, but ABC, NBC, and CBS are going to carry it along with other cable networks.
Yeah, I saw everybody's going
to
be there.
Kimmel and Colbert will host. And I had to break the news to Roy that they all wouldn't be on the same stage together. He wasn't
an idiot.
He'd forgotten about COVID-19 and our social distancing at that moment.
Yeah, Manny kept saying, are they just going to be at their separate houses? I'm like, what are you talking about? Why are they going to be at their houses?
Oh, man. All right, so let's do this. Since we have a lot of catching up to do with Loren, and we want to I want to fill you in on the run that we had after the show yesterday. And Roy, I want to talk about your Zoom happy hour that you did. Let's just start the show. Let's do a song, take a quick break, and come back. Also, I got to play audio. I guess the Purge? Is there such thing as a...
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hi.
Hi. Are we back on the radio?
We're back. There has... I mean, in 2020, there's got to be a better way to get Amber Alerts out.
Oh, it was an Amber Alert?
Yeah, it was an Amber Alert. But normally, I have this emergency alert system light that blinks, and when I push the buttons... In unison, it plays, but this one, it just it started blinking and played. Like,
oh, I laughed so hard because you talked about the Purge.
I know.
And then the alert system went off.
What are the chances of that? If that doesn't tell you there's going to be a good show today, I don't know what does.
You're talking about the scary Purge.
Yeah. Well, this is the Purge siren, right? You guys know the Purge.
Yeah, it's the Purge.
Yeah, there's a funny story behind the Purge siren and a small town in Louisiana, Loren, that we'll talk about, too. So we've got a ton to get to today. Manny, Ryan, Loren, all together again. Loren, let's check in with you and find out what your last 72 hours have been, or 48 hours have been like.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We love anyone who listens to us every single morning. Thank you, guys. I know a lot of third shifters are heading home after 12-hour shifts in medical facilities, and then other people are heading into work today. So thanks for hanging with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Loren is back.
I am.
Tell us about your last 48 hours and be as detailed as you would like.
No, I won't go too far into detail for you. But I am, recovering from like a stomach bug that was probably the worst one I've ever had. And it's probably because I'm pregnant. Like I just felt it so much worse this time, but my son had it Friday night. And then Monday afternoon, I was cutting something for Nicole and I started to feel like nauseous all of a sudden.
Like so you're cutting an audio piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like cutting a piece of paper. Right. I went downstairs and got some food. And when I came back up, I finished what I was doing and I went to take a nap. And when I got up for my nap, I was so nauseous. And I went downstairs and I sat on the couch for a little bit. And I just told everyone, I was like, you know what? I don't feel right, y'all. I'm going to bed. And I came up and I laid in bed for like 20 minutes and then I could feel it creeping. And I was like, oh
no.
Yeah. And I ended up sleeping on the floor of the bathroom for the second time in 30 days.
Second time?
Yeah. Remember when I came home from Spain, I had that stomach bug?
Oh.
You get coronavirus.
It's not corona. I'm telling you. Like, I can breathe. I don't have a fever. Like, I don't have any of the corona symptoms. But Dallas had me convinced I was dying at some point.
I'm with him. Like,
you have no idea. He's like, we need to take you to the hospital. I'm like, I'm not going to the hospital. Like, that's the worst place to go right now. There is a corona outbreak. Like, you don't understand. This is a stomach bug. It will pass. It's the same thing that Cash had. He's like, I know, but you're pregnant. And I was like, then we can call a doctor. I was like, but I'm not going to the emergency room.
But you know, you realize the emergency room and the hospital are probably the cleanest places to be. I mean, I imagine they're being sterilized constantly, Loren.
They have hand sanitizer at the hospital.
Right.
Not us. We don't have that. They do.
Yeah, I got a mix of alcohol, vinegar, and water.
I don't think you're supposed to mix those.
No.
Yeah. I do what I can to get admitted so I can steal a couple bottles on the way out.
So wait, Ren, did you call the doctor?
We did. We called like our family doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, was it like 1940 and they did a house call?
No. No.
They showed up with that briefcase?
Yeah.
They just said to keep monitoring it, and as hard as it is to, like, hold down fluids, to keep drinking fluids.
Okay.
Because, you know, their main concern is the baby.
Right.
They don't care about me. Just
right.
The vessel. But it was like, it was so hard because as fast as I would drink something, it would just come right back up. So I would have like 20 minutes of keeping something down before, you know, all was released again.
What happens with the baby while you're throwing up? Does the baby throw up too? I wonder.
No. I'm sure it's a violent experience for them when they can feel my whole body like tensing up and heaving.
Oh, yeah. The baby's like, what the hell is going on?
Great. Mom got drunk again.
What is this?
Yeah. So I'm sure it was not a pleasant experience
your
for
baby was
little
beating
Strigger,
on,
too.
Yeah, your baby was beating on the belly trying to get out.
Yeah.
My uncle.
And
wait till the baby finds out that that's how Dallas and Loren met, too, by the way. Loren was sick and Dallas held her hair back for the first time and it was love.
Yeah, that was a different experience. Mm-hmm. Totally different experience.
So you're feeling better. That's good.
Yeah, but it took me 2 days, man. Like I'd probably say I'm still not at 100%. I'm probably at like 70, 80%.
Okay.
I'm just weak from throwing up for so long.
So, Roy, that means you need to give 100% effort today because she can only, you both can't take the 60% effort rule.
Buddy, you get a solid 92% out of me every day. Solid 92. The rest is devoted to bathroom and food, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Loren, we're glad that you're back.
Thanks, buddy.
And so a little while ago, we were talking about The Purge, and then the EAS test went off. But The Purge is a movie, and didn't you guys go down to, like, Universal Studios Orlando,
yeah,
and they did like, a Purge
uh-huh.
thing?
Yes, we were actually kind of part of a Purge at Halloween Horror Nights.
So like, the Purge is, like, every time the siren blows, like, there's no rules? Is that what it is in this
yeah.
town in the movie?
It's like martial yeah. law. Like anybody can kill anybody or commit any crime and you won't be held accountable if it's in between the whistles.
So there's a small town in Louisiana that wanted to put a siren out to let people know that the curfew is in effect for the coronavirus. But the siren that the sheriff picked is the Purge siren.
That's terrifying.
So he said he wanted to make it different than like a tornado siren so people wouldn't be confused. So he picked this.
So people are they're freaking out.
So in The Purge, when that plays, like all bets are off. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, when that plays, go ahead and start doing whatever crime you want.
Could you imagine? People are always so scared.
Well,
I know. I would be scared if I heard that. I'd be like, oh, lock the doors, get the gun.
Immediately, people contacted the sheriff's department and let them know, and then the sheriff had to make a statement.
As we examined it, we didn't want to go through with our regular sirens because we didn't want to create more havoc. And one of the officers who is military approached me and said, well, you know, Chief, there is an old military siren that was used. It was used in the movie Purge, but it's been used for many, many years. And after listening to it, I said, well, it's a more muffled tone. It, you know, wouldn't create to me as much havoc.
And that's
the
all
the
siren
does. The worst part about
that
is that, the worst part about that is that somebody told him it was used in the Purge.
Yeah.
You can steal when that siren goes off. You can do whatever you want, man.
That's funny. All right, quick break. We're going to come back here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Don't forget, $500 at 8 a.m. this morning. We're going to help replenish your bank account as more and more people are going unemployed and getting furloughed. You might want to listen to Kiss all day long. You got 7 times a day to win $500 with the Kiss cash code. And then I got to tell you about my experience running yesterday with Nicole and a little trick she played on me. Plus, Roy, I tried a new food I never tried before. Thanks to Nicole. It was a whole thing. I mean, I was with her for an hour. It was like I spent the day with her. And then I want to hear about your Zoom social happy hour.
Happy hour. Yes, of course. We have still a lot more to get to.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Manny.
Before I tell you and Loren about I was literally with Nicole for an hour and a half. We did a little run yesterday and then went and had lunch, and she kind of tricked me into something, and I'll get to that, but I just wanted to read you a message that we got.
Okay.
From someone who was on the virtual happy hour with you yesterday. Thank you so much for hosting happy hour. It was nice to see other listeners who are brave enough to put their faces out there. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Shop local. P.S. Two segments that I got out of this happy hour for sure were the MRL conspiracies, like Roy filing his marriage at the courthouse.
Yep.
And two alternative careers for the MRL team, where Roy wants to read bedtime story audiobooks. What the heck happened yesterday, bud?
That's interesting that they got that out of the whole happy hour. I got out of the fact that I drank a whole bottle of wine.
So, and didn't somebody recommend the books to you? It's not like you came up with that yourself.
Yeah. Someone said they wanted me to read. They said I have a good voice, and they wanted me to read bedtime stories to them, which, by the way, tells me that I must have a really boring voice so that I can lull you to sleep.
It's a soothing voice.
Well, we did this happy hour idea on Zoom yesterday and then streamed it live on Facebook.
Yeah, so that way, you know, we have like four listeners in, but that way thousands of our listeners can actually join the fun.
Yeah, it's like just an exclusive group that gets invited, and we'll do it again. Maybe we'll do it again next week, and we'll put out the invite, and then, you know, you guys can jump in. And if you have too many people on the Zoom for the happy hour, it gets kind of out of control.
No, I try to limit to six, and even six was a little tough. I had to mute some people at some points. So.
But it's nice because, like, Roy will bring in comments. I was watching from the recovery couch. But he'll bring in comments from people who are watching, so you can still interact even if you're not on video.
Yes.
Cool. So keep your eye out for another happy hour with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show virtually through Zoom as we try and stay connected with you guys and keep everybody kind of sane during these times. Also know this, like, we're doing Operation Kids Care, where we're sending cards to all these different long-term care facilities. We're now the long-term care facilities, you guys, are starting to get the cards, and we're actually going to have somebody jump on the phone with us a little later on to tell us how much it meant to their residents to receive these cards from the kids that are writing them.
Oh, love it. Yeah. Yes.
So, okay. But I wanted to say that's not all. Nicole and I spent the majority of the day yesterday trying to figure out other ways to help Charlotte, and not just Charlotte, but all the Carolinas, and, like, we're getting closer to more announcements on how we're going to be helping people because we just can't sit back during this pandemic.
Yes.
So more information on that's coming up. But producer Nicole and I went for a run yesterday, Loren. I told Nicole, I was like, I got to get on a run. Like, I haven't played tennis. I haven't done anything. So why don't we take the light rail with, you know, be social distance. She was either behind me or far enough across from me that we weren't near each other. And she's like, great. So we ran the light rail path in Uptown Charlotte, you guys, which is probably, I don't know. We ended up doing about 2 miles yesterday, but walking probably 1 mile, running 1.5 miles and walking 1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
So we headed towards Uptown, and then the light rail stops. Now you can't take the trail any further over 277, so you have to turn around. So we ran all the way back past the radio station again, and we were going to get what's called an acai bowl.
Is that right? No, sir.
Acai bowl.
No, sir.
What? No. What?
We went over this. Acai.
Acai.
Yes, and do your bow.
Acai, and I do my bow. Yes.
By the way, you sound Hawaiian every time you say it.
Ass, said he. That's what I hear. But so I said to Nicole, where is this place? She goes, just right up ahead. That's the comment I get, just right up ahead.
From the radio station?
From where we were currently, which was about...
We were in front. We had just passed Sycamore.
Yeah, in South End, Charlotte. So yeah, we're on the light.
It ain't that close.
Buddy, it ain't that close. And she tricked me into thinking that it was closer than it was, so I wouldn't complain. And and inevitably, I started complaining. I'm like, how do we cross the light rail to get to the other side where we have to go to get these bowls? She's like, oh, it's just up ahead. Rather than saying, like, oh, 2 miles up, which is what you should have said. But anyway, after the run, I was hurt. I felt fine. I was hurting. I'm still a little sore.
Yeah, well,
I bet.
I haven't done anything.
because you guys told me where you were going, and then you told me, you're like, man, it's going to be maybe like a 12-minute jog. And in my head, I was going, it ain't going to be a 12-minute jog.
We did 3.4 miles.
We did 3.4 miles, but walked in 8.
And why did we walk?
To help stretch our bones?
No. Who wanted to walk?
Oh, me?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's because we were eating our acai bowls.
No. See, here's what really happened.
No.
Once we decided we were going to get our acai bowls, it would have been a 5-minute jog to get to where we needed to go. But Mr. Maney over here stopped running about a mile away. So, yeah, it's going to take us 20 minutes to walk what would have taken us 6.5 minutes to jog.
I was praying that the Manchester was open, Roy, and that we could get like a drink. I could get a to-go beer. Yeah.
Yeah, he had to. I made him promise me that he's not going to go home and have a beer and a burger.
I didn't.
Hey, but when you run, you make room for the beer and burger.
No, sir.
That's right. We'll run again next week if you want to join us, Roy.
I don't, because I've gone and done physical activity with you guys before. Before y'all had Charlotte had those electric scooters, they had bicycles everywhere. I remember this time you guys took me on a bike ride that I ended up being so far away from home. I was like miles away from home, and the only way back was like a constant slow uphill. I was dying.
Miles away from home.
I was dying.
And he lived in Southend. We were probably half a mile away.
Yeah. It was so bad. I had to stop. I had to walk. Someone had to stay. I think maybe Manny, you stayed behind with me because it was so bad.
I stayed with you, buddy. I know Nicole and Loren left you in the dust, but
I didn't know where I was going, to my defense. I had to follow someone.
You know when you work out so hard, the cramp turns into a pain and you think your appendix is breaking? That's what I experienced when I worked out with you guys.
Roy said, dial 9-1 and leave it on your phone. And if I yell, hit 1, hit it again and we'll be all right.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Ah, good, good, good. Love having laughs in the morning with you guys. And we need some good news this morning, Roy.
Yeah, some good news rippling across the Carolinas, including how the NASCAR folks here in Charlotte are helping out fight COVID-19. We're going to do that in 5. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
It is time for some good news throughout the Carolinas with all the COVID-19 stories. Sometimes we like to break and just tell you about the good stuff that's going on. Like our friends at NASCAR. NASCAR Research and Development. You know, the NASCAR's got some of the best engineers and mechanics out there, right? With the high-tech tools, the 3D printers. So they're taking all their talents for NASCAR. And the senior director of aerodynamics says that they're going to be taking that stuff to make shields and face masks for Novant Health. So So when they typically make the chassis on the race cars, they're going to be using that same type of technology to make face masks.
That's cool.
For face shields, actually. It's like these big shields.
I love them. When manufacturing companies that normally do one thing either stop production entirely or split production between, you know, manufacturing their items and then also doing whatever they can to help the community. I mean, that's just so awesome, Roy. That's why I love this segment.
Well, I'm just blown away that, like, the machines can just change. Like, I always in my head just thought, like, the machine was made to do that one thing. But in factories, I guess they can do whatever they want if they have the right materials and ingredients, if you will.
Great stuff.
Some more good news for you. There's this thing called Bubbles and Brews Charlotte. It's a vintage bar.
Cute.
Yeah, you could typically rent them for your like weddings or corporate events, private events. But what they're doing is they're going down to neighborhoods and they're selling craft brews and Prosecco and some wines. And they're following all the social distancing. Like there's a table where, you know, you approach and then you put your money down and then you step away and then they approach and they're all wearing masks. But the money that they're getting from this, they're doing it to buy a bunch of gift cards from local businesses and to give out to residents in the community that's struggling right now. So they're trying to help out their neighbors and help out small businesses all at the same time with this really cool card. So I was really proud of that. Other good news, antibody tests for COVID-19 arriving in Charlotte. So pretty soon we're going to be able to figure out if you had coronavirus and you didn't know. About 2,000 rapid blood tests are coming in, and they're going to be immediately deployed here throughout the Charlotte region, where it's been hit one of the hardest out of all North Carolina. And then lastly, here we have in Union County, a bunch of first responders got into like one of those big... I don't want to call them funeral lines because that's so inappropriate.
Procession.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Well, we're here for each other. Listen, if this was a one-person show, we'd all be dead. Two people is okay, but usually one of the three of us will get what the other one is trying to say.
Yeah, we all you know? Speak each other.
When you all line up in a big line and you drive down the road.
I would have said parade.
Parade.
Parade is a much better word than funeral, especially funeral. During this time.
I know. What's wrong with me? Well, anyways, a bunch of fire first responders all throughout the Carolinas got into a massive, massive way, and they drove to the hospital, lights and sirens, all the lights flashing. There was even first responders from different parts of South Carolina and North Carolina to combine, from what I hear. And they showed up to the hospitals to make a big ruckus to say, hey, we're in this together. We appreciate you. We're all on the front lines. And it was this really cool unity moment that's awesome. I really enjoyed. That's cool. So that's your good news going throughout the Carolinas. If you have any tips for me, some good stuff happening, let me know. Send me a DM or send us a text message here in the studio.
My neighborhood, there was discussion yesterday of me dressing as the Easter Bunny to wave to people in our neighborhood.
Oh, so that was a moment on our virtual happy hour yesterday, which, by the way, you can go watch it if you want. It's on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. So while we were on Michelle and Waxhaw, all of a sudden, an Easter Bunny in a convertible.
In a convertible
just drove by.
I know. I could get an Easter Bunny suit from our friends over at Morris Costumes. You know, I don't even know if they're open or not, but I thought, you know, and by the way, who just has Easter Bunny outfits sitting around?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a costume place is non-essential at this point.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, there was discussion where Manny would make a really good Easter Bunny to put smiles on the kids' faces. Because, you know, he comes late at night, so they never get to see him when he delivers on Saturday night into Sunday. But I would just dress up as the Easter Bunny and wave to kids.
That's not bad.
Now, I'll take video if I do it for sure, Roy. Don't worry about it.
But make sure it's
come
like
my neighborhood.
But make sure it's random and you don't see it coming. And like all of a sudden, you just see a bunny driving down the road.
Oh, yeah. I'm not putting it on the Nextdoor app or anything. We're just going to go and honk our horn, a flash of the lights, and then I'll be in the back of the pickup truck, my neighbor's pickup. All right. Quick break, Loren. We're going to come back and tell you what happened yesterday. We did a round of text door neighbor to tell everyone to stay safe during the coronavirus times. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a response from my text door neighbor. Nicole didn't get a response from her text door neighbor, but Roy did. And it was bad. If you didn't hear it, we'll explain. And, Bud, you got an update, too, don't you?
I do. I got another text message from this person.
Okay.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's called Text Door Neighbor. And the way it works is you take the last digit of your phone number and you up it or lower it by one. And you text that person. We've done it before on the show. I think the last time we did it, Nicole got a response. This time we did it, Loren, and the idea was to check on our neighbor and make sure they were staying healthy during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a response. Nicole didn't get a response. Roy, can you read the response you got yesterday?
Yes, I can. So just like everyone else, I texted, hey, checking in on you. Tough times. It's tough staying in. But it's for the better for everyone. Stay well. Stay corona free. Something along those lines. And then I got who the blank is this? Who the HE double hockey sticks is this?
It's aggressive.
To which, and then I responded, Roy, with an exclamation mark. All happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Roy the realtor here.
No, radio.
That's your text door neighbor.
Roy, my neighbor is one digit up from yours. Just making sure you're okay. Stay well. Corona free. And then they responded, honestly, you shouldn't be doing this. This is my husband's phone, and I freaked out when I saw your message. This could ruin relationships. Don't text this number again.
That was a little aggressive.
And then they follow up an additional text that says, stay well. Now, we have the receipts. We screenshotted this, and we put it up at the MRL show on Insta. And I didn't text back. I was like, I don't want to be dragged into whatever this could be. So it was maybe around 8:30 last night, and I got a text message saying, "Just put the pieces of this together." Sorry, my wife texted you. You're Roy from the radio station on Kiss. I am so sorry.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I just put the pieces together. I'm so sorry my wife texted you.
Oh, how bad do you think she feels at this point? She's probably like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Because we put it on blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on blast on Insta. But, yeah, that's funny. And I love the fact that they put it together. They put the pieces together. You know what else I was thinking yesterday too, Lauren? You weren't with us, and we're glad you're back and feeling better.
Thanks.
That my friend was one number off from the local roller skating rink in my town of Montvale, New Jersey. And the phone would ring, and sometimes it would be, you know, somebody for the family, and sometimes it would be somebody calling to ask if the rink was open or what the hours of the rink were. And eventually it got to the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Point where he would just make stuff up. He'd be like, nope, sorry, we're closed today. You know, and it was like a Saturday, like raining, perfect day for the rink. But I wonder how many people out there either used to mistake your phone number or now currently mistake your phone number for some place or something. Let's line the phones up because I'm so curious to know, like, who do people think you are and when they dial your number wrong?
704-570-9595. Call, text us. I'll even tell you about how I left a bride and groom stranded somewhere because of some miscommunication.
All right, we'll get to it in 2 minutes. Give us a shout right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Meany, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We're talking about when your number is off from like just one digit or two digits off and people call you by accident, you know, asking if, hi, my friend's number was one off from the roller rink in New Jersey, and it was like, hi, are you open today? And he'd be like, no, we're closed, sorry.
Yeah. You know, my number, I guess, is confused with a limo service company, because I would get these phone calls, and it was from this bride and groom saying, hey, we're ready to be picked up here. And I responded, I ain't picking you up. Don't know who is. I wish you well. I'm not driving all the way to Hickory right now, so I hope it turns out well.
Wow. Did you at least congratulate them?
No, but I even texted him. I'm like, I don't even know who to call for you. Like,
yeah. This happens to my mom a lot. My mom's got a number in Fort Lauderdale that's like one off the local number of AT&T, and people call her constantly to like try to get their service connected or pay their bill. She's like, I'll take your credit card.
Producer Nicole says we get colonoscopy calls here. Is that right, Producer Nicole?
Oh my God, we get it all the time, and it's like the way that when I answer saying it's the MRL show, they'll say, hey, I'm calling about my colonoscopy appointment at, and I'm just like, you got the wrong number. And there's always like a moment of embarrassment.
Oh, that's funny. This is Christy, you guys. Christy texted in and we had to get her back on. Good morning, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Tell Roy, Loren, and everyone what your phone number was growing up in junior high.
Well, I went to junior high school. It's called Southwest Junior High School. And when the song 867-5309 Jenny came out, that was my junior high school telephone number. And they were getting thousands and thousands of calls to the point they had to change the phone number.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Everybody called that number and asked
for
Jenny.
They did.
That's funny. Thanks, Christy.
All right, let's talk with John in Charlotte. Welcome to the Meany, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Hey, I used to work for a huge company that would have the 800s or 866 numbers for conference line, and the major conference line, people would fat finger the area code and call this old man at all hours, and he was pissed, and he calls, and I had to talk to him, and he's like, you need to change it, and I'm not changing my number, you need to fix this, so I felt bad for the dude.
Because people were calling him thinking it was your company.
Yeah. They were like, oh, we are here for this meeting. And he's like, I'm not with the bank.
Did you change it?
No, it just stayed the same. And the guy, he changed it or whatever. He lives with it.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's the easier thing to do.
Thanks, John. Text message 704 said, growing up, we used to get calls from people thinking we were McDonald's. When I was a kid in upstate New York, a local college ran an ad for late night pizza place. The phone number they gave was mine. My stepfather got sick of the phone calls late night and eventually started taking pizza orders.
That's funny.
Oh, man. All right, keep them coming. We'll read more coming up just after the break.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We're going to jump on the phone with Kayla here in just a second, and she's calling in for a really, really great reason. But I wanted just to wrap up a couple text messages because we were talking, you guys, about how your phone number was like one or two digits off from a business and you would get calls all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody said that their phone was one digit off from the local IHOP, and when people would call, I would tell them if they're nice that it's the wrong number. But if they were rude, I would take their entire order and then give them a price and tell them it would be ready for pickup in 15 minutes. That's from John.
That stinks. Get all the way to IHOP, go to pick up your food, and they're like, we don't have a John.
That's true. Someone said I used to get calls 5 times a day from Bob Mayberry Hyundai in Monroe all the time because my phone number was one digit off from theirs.
Okay.
Sell a car. Now's the time to come in and get you a Hyundai.
We got 0% interest financing right now.
That's right.
Which, by the way, it really is the time to get a car. They're pretty much giving them away.
Virtually, no less.
84 months, yeah. no
interest.
No interest.
So, Loren, you were out yesterday and the day before, but you're feeling better today.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't hear the big news yesterday. Somebody sent us 100 cards in one batch. 100 cards. Daniela, she was 7 years old. We're going to try and get her on next week to thank her. And the cards are going to the MRL show's Operation Kids Care.
Now, it's all these different facilities where there's people, elderly people living. Thank you. There's elderly people living in all these long-term facilities where they can't see their families due to the COVID-19 crisis. So these cards will brighten people's faces when they see them because they're being so isolated. And to give us an insight of what's going on inside those facilities, let's bring in Kayla.
Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
So you received a batch from the awesome people who wrote cards from the MRL show Operation Kids Care. Is that right?
We did. We got them when I got to work on Sunday.
That's awesome. What kind of a reaction did you get from the people who got them?
So we gave them out on Tuesday at lunchtime, and when they answered the door, they were just like, oh, my gosh, where did these come from? You could just see the smile on their faces. Just super happy that people from the outside were thinking about them. Because it's just been really hard that they can't come out of their rooms, can't see the families. And it really brought them joy. A lot of them were like, I'm still going to put it on my refrigerator.
Aww.
Or I was walking around the building yesterday and I saw a couple residents on their balconies and they're just like, where did those cards come from? It made me smile. So even a day later, they were still very happy.
I love that.
Yeah.
We are thinking about them. I mean, that has to be so tough. I feel like I'm kind of losing my mind here in my own house. I can only imagine how they're feeling. They can't even see their loved ones. So we're trying to ask you, our radio family, write cards for them, write cards for those who are in those long-term care facilities, send it to the radio station. We got the address up at kiss95.1.com, Operation Kids Care. We'll sanitize, send to the facilities where they'll sanitize again and deliver it out to people so they know that you're thinking about them.
Kayla, every time, sorry, Loren, I was just going to say, every time we mention this, another long-term care facility asks us to do the same for their residents. So we started off by saying we would love 1,000 cards, but who knows if that's even going to be enough. Just if you and the kids want to make cards, just send them in and we'll make sure they get in the right hands like Kayla.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Manny. It's a great thing to do with your kids and, you know, explain to them what's going on in the world and that, you know, this is a great time to be caring and to sit down and do a great arts and crafts little day and send those cards out.
Yes, even just something so simple that whether it's just like a sunshine or a rainbow or just thinking about you, it reminds them of family and somebody's thinking about them. So, yeah, it was super awesome, and I appreciate everybody who sent in the cards.
Kayla, we got this card right here. I'm showing it to Roy and Loren. And by the way, we're on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1 Mornings on Facebook. You can go watch. the behind the scenes. It's a bunny rabbit that somebody drew. Look how cute that is. I mean, it's such a great drawing. And inside, Kayla says, with all these hearts, some bunny loves you.
Oh,
that's cute.
Some bunny loves you.
Yeah, some bunny loves you.
Awesome.
And it's from Lauren, and she said, MRL show, I had so much fun doing these and would love to do more if you send another batch out soon, which Nicole is doing all the work sending them out. I love listening to you every morning, especially now. It brings some fun and normalcy to my day. Keep doing what y'all are doing and keeping us all sane. Love, Lauren. So thank you, Lauren, for this. This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren, because the artwork on that is fantastic, and now I feel bad about sending my son's finger paintings.
I feel bad about mine. I did an otter, and I said, someone otter tell you that we're thinking of you. How stupid is that, looking back at it?
No, did anybody, Kayla, complain about their otter card when you gave it to them and said, hey, I don't want this, I don't even understand it, Kayla?
No, so we've been sending like dad jokes to them too. So
okay,
we did like one with the pork. What had a pork chop and what is a pork chop doing karate or something? I can't remember it, but they just love like just anything. So yeah, it was awesome.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, Kayla, for joining us here on the Mania Wine the Rim Morning Show. We really appreciate everything that you're doing. Operation Kids Cares, man. It's even taken the storm across the nation. We had cards from Chicago, people that listened to us in Chicago, to even send the cards here to the residents here in the Carolinas, which I thought was really cool. So get all the cards sent to us. We have the address to the radio station and how to do it all at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thank y'all.
All right, there you go. Kayla, by the way, is also the one who gave Nicole, who said, hey, you know, it would be a great idea. And Nicole kind of took the ball and ran with it. She's like, my residents are kind of sad right now. So she was the one that reached out originally on social media, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Yesterday we played Can't Beat Lorraine, and we had two people play against each other. And who won, producer Nicole? I forget her name. Was it Tina?
No, not even close. Lacey.
Okay. Lacey won Can't Beat Lorraine, and she wants to play against you today.
Okay.
She did really well yesterday.
All right.
You've been laying on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
We'll see how you do coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Can't Beat Lorraine's on the way.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
All right, Lorraine, Lacey from yesterday, she got 5 correct. She's on to play you today. Lacey, okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Throw Lorraine out of her closet.
Get out of the closet, Lorraine.
All right, I'm going, Lacey.
All right. Lorraine is leaving the closet. Things that took me years to do. Leave the closet. Okay, she's out. She can no longer hear us.
All right, this Jenner topped the Forbes list of the world's youngest billionaires in 2020 for the second year in a row. Which Jenner is that?
Kylie.
And this senator of Vermont has officially dropped out of the 2020 Democratic race for the presidency.
Bernie Sanders.
Question 3: Dua Lipa wants to be on TV on American Horror Story, to be exact. What network does that show air on?
FX.
Ooh, you are good. Lance Bass revealed that during self-isolation, he and his former bandmates have weekly happy hours together. What iconic boy band was Lance a part of?
NSYNC.
And question 5. Both Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are answering questions from kid fans to promote their new star-studded movie. What movie are we talking about?
Troll.
Oh.
See, but Lorraine likes American Horror Story, so I kind of wonder.
Okay.
I just finished watching the new season yesterday.
You just started the new season?
Yeah.
Come back, Lorraine.
Okay. Lorraine's sitting back down.
All right, Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Lacey got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Lacey's gotten 10 questions right in the last 24 hours. This Jenner has topped the Forbes list of the world's youngest billionaires in 2020 for the second year in a row.
Kylie.
This senator of Vermont has officially dropped out of the 2020 Democratic race for presidency.
Bernie Sanders.
Dua Lipa wants to be on TV on American Horror Story, to be exact. What network does that show air on?
FX. You didn't think I was going to get that one, did you?
Yeah, but see, I knew you like American Horror Story. Yep, so
that's my jam.
Got 2 more to get through. Question 4. Lance Bass revealed that during self-isolation, he and his former bandmates have weekly happy hours together. What iconic boy band was Lance Bass a part of?
NSYNC.
And question 5. Both Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are answering questions from kids to promote their new star-studded movie. Who is the director of that movie?
Really?
Hey, Lacey knew it. What, I'm joking. What movie do they star in together?
Oh my gosh, you're the worst.
What movie do they star in together?
Trolls World Tour.
Okay.
Trin, that is correct. 5-5. You got 91 wins.
I tried, Lacey.
You should have stuck with it.
You had me going. All right, Lacey, it is a tie, not quite a win. Ties stay with the house, unfortunately. It's not our roles. You know what we want to hear.
Yes, my name's Lacey, and I can't beat Lauren, but I can tire.
Thanks for playing, Lace.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming back on. Be proud. 10 right in 24 hours, it's nothing to sneeze at. And if you do sneeze, cover your mouth, obviously.
Of course.
We got to get to War of the Roses, Roy.
Yes, it's going to be between Alicia and Tripp. Is it ever a good thing whenever a third person gets involved? We're going to try to see how this relationship turns out with the War of the Roses. It's coming up in 5.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alicia, you are on War of the Roses today, and in your email to us, you said that you think your boyfriend Tripp is cheating. What's going on?
So, Tripp and I have been together for about 2 years, and, you know, after a while, you lose something, so we decided to try to spice things up. So we invited our friend, Lindsay, to join us in the threesome. And it was great.
How'd that conversation go? Hey, Linz, you doing anything on Friday night?
Yeah, who comes to who with that?
It's kind of like a mutual thing. Like, we had been talking back and forth, you know. I was like, well, you know, maybe it's something we could try. I had fun. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. So, you know, I thought it was a success. And then Lindsay posted a picture of her and Tripp as her profile picture on Facebook. And I was like, what the hell? Like, we didn't have any other interactions after that. It looked like it was at, like, Beer Fest, which I don't recall us ever all going together in the 2 years that we've been dating. So is he seeing her on the side? Is this, like, his new relationship? I don't know. I don't know. I'm freaking out.
When you guys decided to have this one night threesome, was that discussed, that, like, hey, this is a one-time thing, we're only doing this once, and we're not, or like, maybe in his mind he now thinks it's an open relationship?
No, there's no way. Like, we were very clear this was something that we were gonna try, you know. If this wasn't something that was gonna be ongoing, we're not in an open relationship. That was never discussed.
You don't know of any time that they've hung out after that?
Not that he's told me.
Not that he's told you. Okay.
And she hasn't.
No. No. 100% no.
Well, it sounds suspicious enough. I get your concerns.
Okay. Let's call Tripp, and Lorraine's going to offer him a romantic rose package, and we're going to find out who he sends it to. If it's Lindsay and not you, let's wait and see what he says on the card. That'll say a lot about what's going on in their world, okay? I know it's hard, but try not to jump in until we get as much info from him as we can.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Tripp, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Tripp. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with some awesome news today. One of your friends tagged you in our Insta post where we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and we randomly selected your tag to get those roses.
Oh, nice.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Let's send him to Lindsay.
Okay. And what is your relationship with Lindsay? Just so I know what kind of a card to add and for our market research.
A friend.
Yeah. What would you like to put on Lindsay's card?
Let's say, Lindsay, for all you do for me, this is me giving back to you.
Are you f***ing kidding, Tripp? Like, honestly, what the f***? Why are you sending Lindsay roses and not me?
Whoa. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay.
Yep, yeah. This is War of the Roses, dude. You're on Kiss 95.1.
I can't f***ing believe you right now.
Okay, just relax. It's not like that.
Relax? Okay. Relax? You're throwing away 2 years over one night. You're asking me to relax? That's
You know
it. Throw anything away. What are you talking about? I didn't say just throw anything away.
Trip, why did you send the romantic roses to Lindsay after Lorenz said, is there anything romantic going on? You said in the past. So are you sending her the roses after the threesome?
No, it's not like that at all. It's more of a, we just have a thing going on. She was helping me out with something, so that's all it was. That's all I was thinking about that. That's all that is.
Have you been hanging out with her without Alicia knowing?
No.
Because there's a photo of you two, you and Lindsay together.
It's our Facebook profile, you dumbass. Would you think I wouldn't find it out?
I would start talking, Trip.
I don't know what she's talking about with a picture. I've known her a long time. I don't know what she did with a picture. Why is that my responsibility? I don't know what she does.
Guys do this. When we ask who they want to send the roses to, they normally send them to their girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, it does not look good. I get that. I understand. It's not a... Alicia knows how I feel about her. I'm obviously not at this moment.
Do I? You just send roses to a girl that's not me. Romantic roses. Yep. How do I know what you feel about me? Do you want to break up? Do you want to throw away our relationship over this?
No. Would you get off my back about this? This is ridiculous. No, it's not like that at all, all right? Look, obviously you all know we had a threesome. We had a drunken threesome. That's what happened.
That's not true at all. We talked about it. We had this discussion. This is what we decided to do. We had a little bit of a problem in the bedroom, which you know. And this is our solution. This is not a drunken thing. We decided on this trick. Don't change this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Story.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
The home of the Kiss Cash Code, 7 times a day to get $500. We just gave you the code word. You have another 10 minutes to text that code word to 45911 or use the Kiss 95.1 app or head to kiss951.com to put that in so that we can replenish your bank accounts. I guess locally here in the Carolinas, new unemployment numbers are coming out today, and it's going to be bad. The good news is it seems to be like there's some light at the end of the tunnel, per se, and maybe if we continue to social distance for another, month or two even, we could all get back to somewhat normalize and get back to employment again. But in the meantime, we'll give you $500. Help you out, pay some bills, save some money.
We're doing it every 2 hours, so we just did it at 8 a.m., so we're going to do it again at 10.
Okay, now, we also just did a War of the Roses, and I wasn't going to go down this path with you guys, but I see text messages coming in, and I'm ADD, so I have to focus on what I see right in front of me.
Okay.
And the reason why I have to focus is because we always get a bunch of text messages to 704-570-9595, but the interesting thing is, 704 says, yes, threesomes do work if you do it right. And then on the flip side, 980 just texted in and said, absolutely not. We tried this. It ended up in divorce.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
So we just want to throw it out there. 704-570-9595. You don't have to go into details. But did you try and add one person like Alicia and Tripp on War of the Roses? And if so, did it backfire on you or did it work out okay? Like how Roy, I was just going to say, I would always imagine it would backfire.
704-570-9595. Call us, text us.
It would definitely backfire in my relationship.
It would backfire in my relationship too, Loren.
I am way too jealous of a person to let a third in.
And I would pick up on the littlest things. Like if all of a sudden Sterling for the third person like did this, but he's never done it for me, it could be as simple as getting a napkin. I'd be like, "And what the heck was that? I've never gotten a napkin." I'd be nuts all the time.
I've never seen Sterling smile so much during a specific instance. This is amazing.
I can't get the guy to laugh to save my life. Meanwhile, Ted in there is just cracking up a storm.
I wonder how it even comes up because Alicia told us on War of the Roses that she asked her friend Lindsay. But hypothetically, Roy and Loren, if you were going to do that, wouldn't you want it to be not a friend? I know I would. It would be so weird for me to have it be like someone I know.
Yeah, I mean, again, it could never work in my relationship, but it would have to be somebody so far removed that we would only see them during that period of time. But we just got a text message from 704 that says if you set boundaries, it does work.
But the boundaries are always broken is from what we hear on War of the Roads is whenever we do the plus one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Trip swears, by the way, on that War of the Roses. And if you missed it, you can listen to it on the replay show, which is always up on the Kiss 95.1 app. But Trip swears that, you know, he was just reaching out to her to be nice. But at least you didn't buy it.
No, neither did I.
Me neither.
Yeah, I can't imagine it working, at least for me. But, you know, there's some people, and I've seen people where they're very relaxed even in their own relationship, where they're not like... They're okay with having fun with anyone and everyone.
Well, you know, we've also spoken to people with polyamorous relationships, Roy, where it's like more long term and more loving than just moving furniture.
Yeah, I've noticed that some people's like, listen, this is the person I love, right? This is my person that is my person, my soulmate. But we shouldn't be tied down to do that with that one person. It's like they take emotional relationship and a physical relationship, and they're two different things instead of combining the two.
And we just got two really funny text messages. Sam texted in at 704 and said the third would have to be a complete downgrade for me.
Yeah, we agree, Sam. Yeah, I don't want no Adonis coming into the room. And by the way, isn't that funny? Like, the way I perceive adding a third, it ain't a guy. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be a girl, but well, Amanda might want the other way.
Yeah, if it's another dude, when he walks in, like, you're getting a ruler out, and we're making sure.
Oh, my gosh.
His ass better be coming in with a walker, and he better be, like, 90 years old and no threat to me.
Oh, my gosh.
See, 704 said we had a third person. We had rules, although it was two guys, one girl. The plus was a friend. But what about when you see call us? We have questions. What about when you see the friend later?
Right. It doesn't get awkward in public.
Or, like, does he always ask for it? Like, hey, we going back? No, Ryan, we're not.
People shooting inside jokes when you're out with your friend. Like, I would just be so uncomfortable.
You see him at church on Sunday. You don't know how to look at him.
Oh, my God. You guys are funny texters. A thruple is different than a threesome to me. Threesome is just occasionally for moving furniture purposes. But a thruple, if you're on the same page, it works. But trust is the biggest part, like in a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of trust.
All right. You can keep the text coming. We'll read more on the Rap Party podcast. Still to come on the show, we're going to check in with Charlotte Hornets, Cody Zeller, who's a friend of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. He's in Indiana on his farm, and if we can catch him, he'll be just getting finished milking cows around 8:30 this morning.
Working the fields.
We'll check in with him. He was also one of the first people to start paying out of his own salary across the NBA. He came out and said that he was going to pay employees that work at the arena. So we'll thank him for all that. We'll get into that. But up next, I want to tell you, today's a big day for me, you guys. It's a big reason to celebrate, and it's not my birthday. I'll explain in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
$500, Kiss Cash Code, hooking you up with cash, our own little stimulus package. Make sure you're listening at 10 a.m. the next time we give you that keyword to get you cash.
We're going
to
stimulate you at 10 a.m. this morning, and then every 2 hours after that, stimulate you. So I told you today's a big day. It's not my birthday, although I am an April birthday, April 25th. Today's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
How about that? 9 years today.
So what'd you get her?
4/9/11 was our anniversary. Nothing, Roy. Due to the economic downturn, we're saving every dollar we can right now. But, you know, we're not even like going to a restaurant or anything. But what we are doing is going to do a picnic dinner.
Oh, that's cute.
So we'll put the kids down, and then we're either going to post up in the back of our car, or we're going to, you know, set up, although it rained today, so the grass might be wet even later, set you know, a little blanket down, get some wine. Stratos, our good friend from Ilios Noche, was nice enough to give us a bottle of wine for our anniversary.
Okay.
And we're going to open that tonight. So I'm excited for that. But at the same time, it's like, y'all, I hate the term, but it's the new normal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like that, too, because there's nothing normal about it. And we're going to go back to our old way. So I don't know if I hate every time I hear a new normal, I cringe.
Right. But temporary normal.
Say it's just temporary.
Yeah.
It's not normal. There's nothing normal about this.
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely going to be some things that change. Like, I mean, we talked about it earlier, but Dr. Fauci is like, don't shake hands anymore, ever.
Love that. I've been a proponent of that for a long time. Like, people in other countries think it's a disgusting habit when we shake hands. They can't figure it out.
And it is. I've been trying to pass Dr. Fauci notes saying, hey, can you cancel work meetings? Us crammed in that office, can you pass it on to my boss?
Yeah. Yeah, but things will go back to normal. My guess is like a slow rollout where we'll walk around with masks on. And, you know, like in China, when we spoke with Nicole's friend months ago in February, we were getting updates from him. And he's like, things are kind of getting back to normal here in early March. Like, you're allowed to go into a restaurant. You can sit one at a table. And remember, we were like laughing about that. We were like, that would
never happen here.
Yeah, try doing that here. Hmm. We'll sit one at a table, I'm sure, you know. Social distance. What's it going to look like at the Panthers game? You know?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know how any of the sporting things are going to get back in. I mean, it's almost like any mass gatherings until a vaccine comes into play is going to have precautions.
Yeah. And what's it going to sound like when 78,000 people are at Bank of America Stadium rooting on our new quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, going, "Oh, Teddy!
Oh, because they're all
in their masks.
Because they're wearing masks.
That was a horrible call, ref."
You know, we're on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1 mornings on Facebook, and Bobby says, I think virtual stuff will become normal now. I agree with that. I think more and more people will more and more do more virtual things.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I do think things will go back for the most part to normal, but it's going to take a long time.
So we're going to do our little anniversary thing tonight where it's just Amanda and I setting up a blanket or having like a little tailgate and, you know, having dinner. We're going to pick up dinner from somewhere. And then, like, on Monday, Loren, I went and wished my niece a happy birthday, and we did the parade where we drove through and held up signs and honked our horns. I'm seeing the same thing for baby showers now, where the mom-to-be sits on the driveway and all of her friends drive by and throw glitter, and you know, that's the norm right now.
Yeah.
So if you do have a celebration, make the most of it. Get creative, and don't just say, oh, we can't do it this year. It's paused. You know, do something exciting for someone.
We got a message saying, I'm excited that you guys can do the show from home if you can't make it to the studio. Yeah, I think our bosses are excited, too, because now if we're ever sick or we can't make it in, we're still going to have to work. Our bosses are like, oh, so you can work every day no matter what.
Oh, that's funny. All right, we got an update, Roy, from our friends who are sending us cards for our MRL show, Operation Kids Care, sending cards to the elderly people in the nursing homes. So we'll get an update on that. And our good friend and Charlotte Hornet, Cody Zeller, is joining us next, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Always love checking in on people during the coronavirus, where everybody's on their stay-at-home orders. And one thing that shut down right away was the NBA. And we have our good friend Cody Zeller from the Charlotte Hornets on the phone. Good morning, Cody.
Morning. How are you guys?
Hey, man. So you're in Indiana?
Yeah, I'm back in Indiana.
I texted with Cody yesterday. He goes,
What are you starting laughing about already?
Because when I texted you, it is to tell you, hey, we wanted to say hi to you. You were like, I just got done milking the cows. Was that a joke or for real?
That might have been a joke.
Okay.
But I live in a small town here in Indiana, and I've been running every day through the cornfields. So, I mean, you can see cornfields as far as the eye can see. So that part of it is not an exaggeration, but... Yeah, life is very slow and simple here in a little small town.
I like the idea of Farmer Cody. I don't know why. That's so cool to me.
So what is going on in your world, Cody?
Say it again?
What's going on in your world during quarantine?
I'm trying to find ways to kill time, stay in shape a little bit. I just bought a guitar a couple days ago, which shows you how stir-crazy and irrational my thinking is, because that experiment will probably last about 2 days, but I'm trying to learn how to play guitar.
What are you going on YouTube?
Yeah, I got a Fender sent me a guitar and 3 months of free lessons. So, that's my newest kind of experiment. Watch a lot of TV shows. I'm not a big reader. I tried to read, which didn't last very long as well. So, a lot of failures. I tried to learn how to cook, which didn't. I can cook tacos, about it.
I'm seeing a trend. At least you're trying different things. It's one going well.
It's one fail after another. Even the reading was a failure, Cody.
You stick to what you're good at. I don't know.
Yeah. I was telling someone, as NBA players, professional athletes, we have so many people around us that, like, you know, take care of, like, our finances and our taxes and, like, someone to clean the house. So guys have a chef. But what it turned into is we don't have any skills other than playing basketball. So we're all trying to figure this out, but it's like, yeah, this is really humbling because we aren't really good at anything else.
Yeah, I mean, even your meals, like when you would go to the arena, you would eat, you would go on the road, you'd have a hotel meal.
Yep, they feed us well, like they feed us everywhere, like on the plane, before and after practice. We're usually on our own for maybe one meal a day.
But, Cody, do you know how to do laundry?
I can do laundry. I'm good at that. Yep.
Okay.
Check. Yeah, but I will say my mom's been doing my laundry at the house, so that's not the worst thing.
Why would you ever leave?
Yeah, I was telling Nate before we got on, it's like, man, a little bit of family time is good, but after a while, it's like my mom's trying to ground me, my brother and I are getting in fights. Like, I got a 7-year-old
that's
nephew
funny.
That's got way too much energy.
Your mom's so, like, Cody, no basketball for a week. You hear me, young man?
Cody Zeller hanging with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. One thing that I did praise you for, Cody, well, I praise you a lot because, you know, you beat me in tennis once and you're a semi-decent basketball player. But the one thing that I praised you about was I feel like you were one of the first NBA players to come out and say, hey, I'm going to do what I can to help the arena workers who are losing wages because we're not playing games here in Charlotte.
Yeah, it's we played our last game on Wednesday in Miami, and you know, we thought the worst case scenario, we might play our next few games without any fans. And we finished the game in Miami, had a good win. We came off the court and figured out that the season was postponed. And so we weren't even sure, like, if we were going to be able to fly back to Charlotte or how drastic measures were going to be. And we did fly back to Charlotte on the flight back. I started thinking about, I've been in Charlotte for 7 years, and I've always tried to make it a point to get to know a lot of the security guards and ushers and people that we see every night at the Spectrum Center. And so anyway, on the flight back, we started talking to a few of the guys and especially some of the veteran guys that have been in Charlotte quite a while. And a lot of those part-time employees or hourly employees can't miss out on, you know, weeks or months of missed salary. So, so we all agreed to kind of put in some money, and we weren't even sure how many employees, you know, it takes to put on a concert or a game, but we all kind of agreed that we'd dig into it more. And MJ has also stepped up and said that he's taking care of them. So anyway, we all kind of pulled together some money and tried to take care of some of our local employees.
Hey, man, when I saw that tweet from you saying that you were doing that, I was so proud. I was so proud to know you. I was so proud to, you know, have you part of the Charlotte Hornets and that you're taking care of your own, especially in times like this. You know, you got to take care of each other. That's the only way people get through.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And there are just so many people that are affected. Everyone's affected by it.
Everybody.
And I think we all have a new appreciation. Like, so I've been with my little 7-year-old nephew and my brother and sister-in-law are trying to homeschool. And I think we all have a better appreciation for teachers and obviously medical staff and doctors and, mm-hmm. You know, everyone's struggling through this. Restaurant owners are struggling, waiters and waitresses. So, anyway, like you said, the only way we're going to get through this together. So,
now, Cody, did you say that you were helping homeschool?
I see.
Is that what you said?
I was trying to, but his homework is tough.
Yeah, no, he said his mom is homeschooling him.
Oh. Okay. That's what he said. I'm like, I don't know if the guy that keeps starting a project and failing should be homeschooling it.
No, Cody's running PE class.
Yeah.
Yeah, PE class. That's about it.
Cody, before we get you out of here, we just wanted to check in and say hi, and hopefully we won't have to do this again. Like, the next time we see you, it'll either be, you know, on TV playing a game, or, you know, we'll be able to have you swing by the studio. We want to get your, you said you streamed a lot. We want to get your answer. Did Carol Baskin kill her husband in Tiger King?
Absolutely.
Right?
Smart man.
That show is, oh, my goodness. That show is such a train wreck. It reminds me of your guys' War of the Roses on YouTube channel.
I thought you were going to say our show.
Well, it's close enough. It's such a train wreck. You just can't stop watching and listening. Oh, it's incredible.
You should get a Joe Exotic haircut for the season next year. That would be awesome. And change your name to Cody Exotic.
I don't know if I want to be in the same category as that guy.
Yeah.
I did buy a dog a couple of years ago, and now I realize I could have bought a tiger cub for the same price. So that could have been fun.
Yeah, but that tiger cub would eventually eat you. So it's good that you didn't, you know. All right, Cody, it was great to check in with you, spend a couple minutes with you. Good luck with everything. I know it sucks, and we're not sure where the NBA is going. The Commissioner Roy said that he'll make a decision, you know, around May 1st, where we're at and what we can do moving forward. But some people have said, you know, all the teams play in Vegas under one roof or in the Bahamas under one roof. Who knows, right, Cody? I mean, you don't know anything more than we do.
Yeah, we don't know hardly anything. We're just kind of waiting on Twitter. You kind of see updates as things come out. But, yeah, it's kind of a weird time. You know, we're kind of on the outside looking in as far as the playoff games. So if we do start with the playoffs, are we going to play, you know, a handful of games? Or how good a shape do I stay in now? You know, is it going to be months or weeks? Anyway, it's kind of a weird time for us, but we're all just kind of waiting around. Hopefully we get back to playing ball soon.
Yeah, just do what I'm doing. Let yourself go. Do whatever you want.
You get paid with your mouth. Cody gets paid with his body. He's got to stay in shape. But all right, Cody Zeller, thanks for joining us here on the Manny Ryan Lurin Show. And say hi to everyone back home in Indiana.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Thanks,
you got it, buddy. There's our friend Cody Zeller. He's awesome. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come right back. I got to tell you, Roy, I just saw yesterday during the Mecklenburg County, every day they do an update on COVID-19. Mm-hmm. One of the things that came out yesterday was that the county's going to hire 30 local influencers and local celebrities to promote stay at home.
And I've been waiting for my phone call.
Well, let's try and figure out five local celebrities and then decide who 30 is.
And what are they paying?
Do we even have... Do we even have 30 celebrities in Charlotte?
Let's find out. Let's discuss. Okay. Coming up, don't go anywhere, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Mecklenburg County has announced that they're going to be getting 30 influencers to promote the stay-at-home order.
Mm-hmm.
30 Charlotte celebrities. And when I saw that the 30, I was like, there's 30 of them here? Which now, you know, we started breaking it down when we were not on the air, and I'm like, well, there are a lot of like Panthers and NBA players.
Yeah, but I mean, they could definitely get them.
What are you going with? Are you going with people born and raised in Charlotte? Because, you know, Steph Curry is a big, you know, person from Charlotte, but he lives on the West Coast, and maybe Oakland wants him to do theirs.
Why can't you do both?
Because I wanted to pick one, Lauren.
I mean, DaBaby.
Yeah.
That'd be a good get. What the Miss USA, what's her name?
Chesley Christ.
Yeah. Who's that girl from The Bachelor?
Oh, Emily Maynard.
She'd be good.
Yeah.
That
was a good one.
Brooklyn Decker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't really live here. Right?
I know. She lives in Austin. So does she count? She doesn't know what's going on here.
Fantasia lives here in Charlotte, I believe. And Angie Harmon, right?
I think Angie Harmon, I heard, moved.
I think so, too.
And her kids graduated.
You know, are these the celebrities that Mecklenburg County is being tapped into?
Are you going to go Katie Levins from Charlotte 5? She's an influencer.
Well, it's not Charlotte 5. It used to be Charlotte Agenda, but she's no longer with them. She's doing her own thing.
You know, okay. But you get my point.
Still an influencer.
I mean, are we going to go with Charlotte Agenda? What do we do? I mean, who's going to influence us?
Are they going to? Oh, are we waiting for our phone to ring? I told Joe Bruno with SOC, I was like, I have not been called. And not only have I not been called, I don't think I'm a candidate. Like, I'm taking the stay-at-home order to the extreme. My skin has not touched sun in days.
You're like the poster child for this. They should totally have you do it.
Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
So what are they going to pay these people, though? You said they're getting paid to do this?
It said they were going to hire 30 influencers and local celebrities to promote the stay-at-home orders.
Ric Flair, you got all the NASCAR people.
Stay at home, baby. What are they going to do? Just go on Cameo and find people from Charlotte and pay them? You know, like Cameo website? Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy and Short Circuit 1 and 2.
It's like, what?
What city is this? Oh, Charlotte. Make sure you stay home. How would you do it, Roy? Let's say Charlotte Mecklenburg hires you and they say, send us a 15-second message.
I'd get on video and say, all y'all are nuts. Stay home. Don't get me sick. Stop it.
You gotta introduce yourself.
Well, I'd have like a little screen down there, little hey, it's Roy Brown from Kiss 95.1.
Loren. It's Roy Brown from the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, and you might know me as a brief appearance on My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Uh-huh. You know he can't not drop that in.
I was a one-time love interest of Whitney Wade Thor on My Big Fat Fabulous Life before she knew I was gay.
Hey, you know what? She's here. She lives here now. What if...
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people know she lives here, though? I don't know.
If you watch the show, you do.
Yes.
Lives here, but won't talk to me.
Did you guys hear that? By the way, we'll let you know if we get picked or who gets picked. You know, when the celebrities come out, we're gonna have to play them and go over whether or not they're a big enough celebrity to do it.
And if I get picked, I'm gonna do over the top. It's gonna be the best thing ever. I'm not gonna keep it a secret.
All right, let's do our potty break, everybody. Roy, Loren, you guys can stretch at your house. We'll do a couple songs. We'll come back, and we got to tell you. Did you see in the press conference that the country throws every day? President Trump gets up and speaks about COVID-19. He was asked about the Tiger King and actually commented on it. We'll have that audio for you. Plus, find out why The Purge ended up back in the news. It's all coming up just after 9 with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Yeah, it's funny. We were just talking about how Mecklenburg County is going to hire 30 local influencers and celebrities to do the whole stay-at-home announcement.
Mm-hmm.
A couple text messages came in and said, hey, it's too late. We've already got it figured out, which is why the curve is starting to flatten. Like, we should have been on this weeks ago. You know.
Right.
And then somebody else said that Brooklyn Decker does live here.
Oh.
So, and then now other people are just adding, like, Casey and JoJo, I guess. R&B singers, they're from here.
Okay. You
know, people are sending us different names. Someone said that Kenny from Love is Blind is from here. He's from Charlotte.
I would love to see who the people are. I can't wait.
So yesterday, during President Trump's COVID-19 press conference, Roy, a reporter asked him about pardoning Joe Exotic from Tiger King, and here's how it went down if you didn't hear it or see it.
So one of the biggest rating hits of the coronavirus, aside from these briefings, has been a show on Netflix.
Oh, boy, that guy knows how to get right in.
Yeah, he does. Aside from you, President Trump.
Oh, he's a fast, smooth talker.
He was planted.
Yeah.
That's like when somebody says, hey, you guys, good morning. I love listening to you. I automatically think, did producer Nicole tell her to say that or tell him to say that, you know? She swears no, but anyway, just besides this press conference, another thing that's really getting big ratings? Yes, please, we have a legit question. Everybody else stop with the COVID-19 questions.
So one of the biggest rating hits of the coronavirus, aside from these briefings, has been a show on Netflix called Tiger King.
Yep.
The man who's the star of this is a former zoo owner who's serving a 22-year prison sentence. He's asking you for a pardon, saying he was unfairly convicted. Your son yesterday jokingly said that, he was going to advocate for it, and I was wondering if you've seen the show and if you have any thoughts on pardoning Joe.
Which son? It must be Don. I had a feeling it was Don. Is that what he said?
I had a feeling it was Don. Couldn't be Eric. Eric does not work his DVR.
Oh, I felt bad for the guy. I just felt bad for him. Like, really? I was like, they're trying to talk about serious things, and you get hammered with that question.
Now, when you answer that question, it's like they're baiting you. And so now the headlines will read, like, President Trump isn't taking coronavirus seriously. He talks about pardoning, you know.
Yeah.
No, Roy, what's the headline today?
I don't know what the headline is.
You came on the air early this morning and said the headline is that president wants to pardon Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that he's considering it.
Yeah.
Which, if you play your clip, he does jokingly say, okay, yeah, we'll look into it. I'll look into it.
Here's a little more.
But not.
I had a feeling it was not. Is that what he said? I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that.
And I'll take a look. Is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
Somebody showed him a picture. Can somebody please make a meme with Trump as with the Joe Exotic hair, please, so I can laugh at that today?
It's already been out there.
I can do that.
Yeah, I've already seen it. But, you know, when he said I'm looking into it, he wasn't saying, like, I'm going to actually consider it.
No.
He's like, I'll probably try to get Netflix and watch it.
Yeah. He's watching it, then he's going to binge watch it.
Be all in.
The other thing that...
Start bringing it up in his press conference.
The one thing I know, and I do a horrible Trump, I'm sorry, we can all agree Carol Baskin did it, right?
He starts bringing up sardine oil in his conferences. Right.
I have reason to believe that Carol Baskin is behind Corona.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic zoo, wonderful zoo. Here is the Purge story that I wanted to share with you. We talked about it early, but maybe people that are jumping in now didn't hear this. You guys are familiar with The Purge. Explain what happens with the movie and the whole concept of The Purge.
So you have a night for 12 hours where anything you want can happen. A siren goes off. If you want to steal, steal. You want to murder, you can murder. And they call it The Purge. So what happened in this small town?
The sheriff wanted to make a curfew for COVID-19 people. And he wanted to play a siren, but he wanted the siren to be different than a tornado siren. So the story I had heard was that he just randomly picked a siren, but now we're hearing that maybe he knew it was the Purge siren, but didn't think it was a big deal. But this is the siren that blasted right before curfew in this small Louisiana town. Missing is the movie voiceover guy.
Seriously?
It's now time to get back in your house. Flatten the curve.
Imagine hearing that and living in this town, and you're like, wait, what is happening? Yeah. Are we under a purge?
That somebody took video of the actual siren. It also sounds like there's like the movie music underneath it. You hear that? Like they literally took it off of YouTube. So here is the sheriff later on discussing why he chose.
As we examined it, we didn't want to go through with our regular sirens because we didn't want to create more havoc. And one of the officers who is military approached me and said, well, you know, Chief, there is an old military siren that was used. It was used in the movie Purge, but it's been used for many, many years. And after listening to it, I said, well, it's a more muffled tone. It, you know, wouldn't create to me as much havoc.
Okay.
No, but it did.
It did.
Yeah.
This is a much better one, right, Roy?
Yeah. Stay inside. Don't go out.
When you hear the Saturday Night Live theme, it's time for everyone in Mecklenburg County to go in. We will blast it over the speakers.
Calling all citizens of Mecklenburg County, you are under a stay-at-home order.
That guy has clearly never seen The Purge.
Yeah, I don't think he did. He didn't know what The Purge was.
Yeah.
Here we go. Starring Valentine Matthews. Starring Nona, Plaza Midwood, South Park, and Dilworth. And your host, Charlotte. Time to get in your house. That'd be awesome. Why can't we do something like that? Get the mayor back on the phone, Nicole.
I don't know. I want us to be the voice for everything. I went through a car wash up in Statesville, and I heard there was a person guiding you through the whole process. They're like, all right, forward, forward, now stop. And then they describe every part of the process.
Like the announcement thing?
Yeah, and the announcement's like, and now we're applying this, and now we're applying this. And I'm like, why can't we be the voice of that? How cool would that be? Like, woo-wee, your car is filthy. Pull on in. Come on. Come
pitch
on,
it.
Stop.
Pitch
you know? Just funny, like a funny car wash. That's what I want
to
do.
Well, your dad runs car washes. Why don't you pitch the idea to him?
There you know. I know, I will.
All right, we'll be back.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Oh, my God, Roy.
What?
I just remembered, and we're out of time, so I'll have to do it on Monday. But tell Lorette who called us or who we got in touch with yesterday right before we got out of here for the day. Do you remember?
Who we got in touch with before we left?
Yes. We haven't heard from this person since Valentine's Day,
Lorraine.
Oh, my
Lorraine. Gosh. Who?
Angry Frank.
No way. Missed Angry Frank.
You did.
Ugh.
You did. But we recorded him because he goes MIA for periods of time. I guess, like, he doesn't pay his phone bill or phone minutes run out or whatever. But producer Nicole was like, we were just getting ready to shut Roy off for the day and head out. And she goes, quick, pick up line 6. And it was Frank. So we got about 7 minutes with him, and it's all good. So we'll play that Monday morning for you. Angry Frank around 8:20 Monday morning.
I cannot wait.
Well, tell us what's going on in Hollywood. I know celebrities are staying busy.
Yeah, they really are. Tyler Perry, he's definitely paying it forward. And you may have heard this in the news over the last week or so, but he was leaving very hefty tips for servers where he was doing some takeout in Atlanta. And now he's trying to pay it forward at grocery stores for the elderly. So, you know, during that whole elderly hour that they have, it's pretty early in the morning for grocery stores. But he has reached out to Winn-Dixie's and also to Kroger's to try to, like, pick certain people to pay it forward to them as they're grocery shopping.
Nice.
Wow, yeah. Winn-Dixie, that brings it back.
Right?
You shopped at a Winn-Dixie before?
Yeah, we had two of them in Roanoke.
Well, we had Winn-Dixie's all through Florida.
And we had a Piggly Wiggly's. We had a Piggly Wiggly.
If that's not a country store name, I don't know what is.
So wait, when you moved to Charlotte 5 years ago, that was the first time you shopped in a Teeter? They don't have those?
I'd never been to a Harris Teeter before I moved here, nor a Publix. Those were really fancy grocery stores. But we had Kroger's. You know, Kroger was similar to a Harris Teeter.
Yeah, yep. I had ShopRite in New Jersey, A&P, Grand Union.
You also, like, Vons. Didn't you have a Vons?
That's California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Vons.
Giant Eagle in Pennsylvania.
That's a weird grocery store.
Giant Eagle. I know.
Pathmark.
Food Line's a weird name for a grocery store, too. So.
I know. What else, Lorraine? We can sit here and call out grocery stores for hours if you don't shut us down.
Move
on.
All right. So Halsey, she is also doing her part to help out healthcare workers on the front lines fighting coronavirus. She recently purchased 100,000 FDA-certified masks from China that she is having donated to hospitals here in the U.S., and Lance Bass, he opened up about having happy hours on Zoom with his former bandmates. So he has been doing this with his former bandmates of NSYNC. And Justin Timberlake has even been on these calls. He says that he also had him on his weekly podcast. And he says Justin never talks about NSYNC ever. So it was really interesting to have him kind of talk about his perspective of what happened in the band, and he says that he would be open to a reunion.
Oh my God, that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
I would so go to that.
Even if it's a virtual, I'm even okay with, have you guys seen what the Backstreet Boys are doing?
They seem to be everywhere.
I know, but they're doing these Zoom concerts right now. Like, I would even be okay with that if that was the NSYNC reunion, you know?
I want to go. I want to see them in person. I want to be close to them again.
I do too. But I mean, if I had to settle for something, I would settle for a Zoom reunion for the NSYNC boys.
I just hope they don't have to do it with masks on, because that would suck to go to a concert and they have masks on.
Right.
Well, no, it just sound like this the whole time.
Anything else?
Nope, you can get the rest of your celebrity gossip and your COVID-19 updates at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.